Is this on?
So you can all collect your paydays like whores!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
This guy right here.
Yeah, this guy.
With the Isaac Yankum t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
That's nice.
So what does WWE do to follow a horrible pay-per-view?
Ooh.
Horrible Raw.
Eric.
Horrible Raw.
I mean, at least we didn't have Raw Underground for whatever reason.
I believe
COVID-related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a fun return at the end. We've been waiting for this guy for a while. Outside of that, I can't think of anything else I enjoyed.
No, definitely not on Raw.
Nope.
So much.
SmackDown wasn't very different.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a summary episode almost.
We get the debut of the Legends Lounge?
Yes.
That's the Legends Lounge.
I'm looking forward to seeing who's in there every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, kids, it's everyone's favorite 80s wrestler, Coco Beware. Oh. And he's like, hey, guys, that's it. That's the whole
who
segment.
Who are you?
Oh, come on. You know Coco, right?
This is a kid's show. You know, who the hell are they?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be the same four legends every week. Just
playing. Just hanging out.
And every week, Ric Flair kicks their ass at poker.
Right.
Which they didn't even set that up right.
Like, how did you not have Bradshaw or... Ron Simmons there. I mean, that was the end of their career on SmackDown.
They have loud chair sounds with no grunting or like
That was
voice.
Weird
or screaming.
That was
nothing.
Really weird.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Somebody get out! Help! You're like nothing.
Right.
Yeah. All you hear is bang, 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 like a table. Bang. You're like, wait, are they mute? What's going on?
Right.
How is the production value so horrible all the time?
So bad.
And I feel like, is it just me or did I feel like this was almost done like live? Like the way they did it? Because it was
live.
So horribly done?
Yeah.
Oh, that, you mean that segment?
That segment? Because you would think that someone would have been like, we need to put a few ahs and oohs in here, guys. Like that no director told them, okay, now remember you're getting hit by a chair, so act like you got hit by a chair.
Right. No, I think that's a Vince thing where he likes the silence.
Oh, it's so
I think that's
weird.
Just a stupid Vince thing.
Yeah.
They see Randy, so you know who it is.
Yeah.
So after the first guy gets hit, if you're Flair, like, you're not going to be like, Randy, no! You know what I mean? Like, or Big Show, like, son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Or just have one of them yell, oh, shit, I forgot my night vision goggles at home.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Damn it. I always bring them with me, and tonight was the one time I didn't.
Or when the lights go off, Sean would say...
Who was that Undertaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
anything Undertaker.
Or that's right. That's right. There is
somebody call the Undertaker.
There is Ortentaker now.
Yeah.
After he super kicked him.
Take that, Ortentaker.
Ortentaker.
Yeah. We're going to get through all this. But first, we have to thank some new patrons.
Yes.
So thank you to Sirian Morris, I think.
Sure.
George Pagan and Mike Clitoris. Mike Clitoris.
Mike Clitoris.
What about it?
I don't get it.
Oh, Andrew's clitoris signed up for Patreon.
I'm waiting for someone to like sign up as like on Patreon, like doing the Simpsons thing, where the prank call to Mo was just like, I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and my
butt smells and I like to kiss my own butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that Patreon name?
Doesn't he always go, thaw! Or like at the end?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Moe's, like he always figures it out. But then when they jumped the shark was when Bart just did that.
Yeah.
Because it was like a man to hug and kiss. I need a man to hug and kiss.
Yeah. You know? Hugh Jass.
Yeah.
I'm Hugh Jass.
Yeah. So anyways, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go check out our Clash of Champions recap. And then later... I mean, you're probably watching this or listening to it Wednesday. I mean, we're doing the draft, the 2020 draft, and this year we're including the AEW.
Oh,
no, we've always had women.
Oh, right.
You just never draft them.
Yeah.
We are including the AEW roster this year, so now we're gonna have some of these dream matches that
Yeah.
would never happen.
Right. What Kenny Omega versus R-Truth 24/7 title.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Dream match.
No, what is his friend, Kenny Omega's best friend?
Nakazawa
versus R-Truth.
Oh, God.
Now, that would be gold, Jerry. Gold.
Yeah.
Are we only doing active rosters?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, no Ronda Rousey.
No Becky Lynch.
No. No one that's pregnant.
No Charlotte Flair.
No, I'm not. Well, you want to pick Charlotte Flair?
I do every draft.
Eric, you going to pick Charlotte Flair?
She's kind of the goat. What,
Joe, you could have Charlotte Flair and ruin your whole draft. All right. That's fine.
I have her. Last pick.
Because if you pick her, you know she has to win.
True.
That's a rule.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, we'll start off with SmackDown. We start with the Intercontinental Championship Ascension Ceremony. We need a ceremony to put two belts on a fucking coat hanger and watch it go up while dramatic music plays.
So let me get this right. 2 days before this big match is going to happen where you have to pay to view it, they're going to have a triple threat match?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we didn't know that yet. But so they all come out to the ring. Corey Graves is waiting for them. And he says, this Sunday it'll be winner take all. And then Corey explains how you win a ladder match.
Thank you, Corey.
So Jeff and Sammy place their belts on the coat hanger, goes up. Sammy starts to leave, but then he pushes a ladder into AJ and Jeff, knocking them both down. Sammy punches Jeff some more, but then leaves the ring. Adam Pearce comes out and he tells Sammy, because of what you did, I'm adding Jeff Hardy to your match against AJ tonight. It starts right now.
Okay.
And then Jeff gives Styles a twist of fate and we go to commercial, and then we have the triple threat match.
Twist of fury.
They called it a twist of fate again. Yeah, they went back.
Joe.
So I don't know.
Are you going to be bringing a coat hanger for your belts every week?
Right, yes. Should. Yeah. For sure.
Really should.
Hang them up behind you.
Yeah.
No, you know what's funny? Because...
And all I have to do is just grab them and then they're yours.
Yeah.
They've only done the two belt thing. Well, obviously they've done the tag belts up there a lot. But I've always wondered, like, what happens if one guy grabs one and another guy grabs another one?
Right.
You just gave away the ending to the next two belt ladder match, I believe.
I don't know.
They almost should have done that this time.
Yeah. Well, because when Orton and Cena did it, they had them both on the coat hanger. And the way you win is you just remove the coat hanger.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so I don't know. Anyways, we got this triple threat match. Styles hits Hardy with the phenomenal forearm, but then Sammy threw AJ out of the ring and pinned Hardy for the win. Mm-hmm. And then after the match, AJ Styles attacks Sammy and Jeff with a ladder, and then he climbs up and grabs both belts. So Sammy got the win. Styles won the war, and Jeff Hardy just was like laying out there dead. At that time, I was feeling great about my Jeff Hardy pick.
I was feeling good about it too.
Yeah,
I picked Sammy. I was like, "Oh, we were together on Sunday." I was like, "Well, obviously before."
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, Sammy's not winning."
Right.
Yeah.
Wrong. So, anyways, next up we have Kayla Braxton interviewing Heavy Machinery backstage. Mm. She asks Otis about the lawsuit from Miz, and asks, "Are you going to give up the briefcase?" Miz and Morrison walk up, and Miz says, my lawyers will take everything from you if you don't give us the briefcase. Otis is like, you want the briefcase? Come get it. Tucker then asks the Miz, he's like, hey, Miz, let me ask you this. How come you only put your name on this lawsuit? And then Morrison looks at Miz, and he's like, what is he talking about? And then Otis just randomly attacks Morrison.
Yes.
For, like, no reason. He attacks, like, Miz is the bigger asshole here.
Right. Clearly Otis is.
Yeah, that's true. He attacks Morrison, but officials quickly get Otis off of him, and I think that's it for that story for this week.
For them ever.
Oh, God, I wish. I fucking wish.
Imagine.
Next up, we have a Bayley promo on the stage. She shits on Sasha. She claims she's going to...
Normally, you got to pay extra for that kind of action.
Ooh, kinky.
Yeah.
She claims she's going to beat Nikki at Clash of Champions, and then she hints at attacking Nikki with the chair like she did to Sasha. And we all know how that played out. That was all that was horrible because the match didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Grand Metalik with everyone ringside.
Everyone.
Might as well make it a lumberjack match.
Sure.
I mean, they're all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nakamura wins clean with the Kinshasa. Lince Dorado checks on Metalik in the ring, but Cesaro gives him a suplex. And Kalisto doesn't go in the ring until after Cesaro and Nakamura leave. So Dorado shoves Kalisto down.
How dare you be a smart person.
Well,
and again, not come get your ass kicked.
Again. You would think they'd finally pay that off at the pay-per-view.
No.
Right.
They did not.
Gotta save that for SmackDown.
They did not.
I mean, that's must-see TV right there.
My God.
Kalisto turning heel and doing some evil things.
Right.
Goddamn!
Renegade things.
Goddamn! So next up, we have Roman Reigns and Jey Uso video package. We have testimonials from Roman's dad, Sika, Jey's dad, Rikishi, and I think their grandfather. I don't know who the other guy was. And they're all talking about their childhood, and Rikishi says, "My son Jey will be the new Universal Champion," and they pipe in laughter, just like
yeah.
Next up, we have a Jey Uso in ring promo with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman watching backstage. We watched highlights last week where at the end Roman looked pissed off at Jey, so Jey wants Roman to come out and explain it to him. He's like, "What's with the look, Uso?" And then Paul Heyman walks out of the locker room and says, "Everyone will hear from Roman Reigns later, but it won't be when Jey Uso says." So save that for the end.
Yeah.
But next up, we have Matt Riddle versus King Corbin.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
God. And, you know, we've seen it so many times. It was a good match with some cool counters, but it's just, we've seen it so much. Riddle goes for the floating bro, but Corbin gets his knees up and then hits the end of days for the win. This feud is clearly not over.
No.
And you're
not
like,
by a long
okay,
shot.
Corbin, I guess, needed a bone here. He hasn't won in a while.
Yeah.
But you're going to give him that bone over Riddle?
Right.
Well, you know, they always
barely like surviving.
It's the 50-50. They always, you know, like most feuds in WWE is I win one, you win one, then it's always back and forth.
They may go back and forth and back and forth until everyone just doesn't care.
And then you tie and then it's over.
Too late.
So Kayla,
tag team.
Yeah. So Corbin wins. So Kayla, of course, interviews the loser after the match.
Makes
sense. You lost, loser.
Yeah. Matt, do you have an emotion in the bro language for this?
Bro.
Yeah.
So Riddle says, "Losing sucks, but I'm not going to stop until SmackDown is the bro show." So I guess he's never going to stop.
And he'll probably be traded. So
yes, right.
Drafted to NXT.
Yeah. Next up we have... right. Yeah,
ooh,
that's the thing is NXT won Survivor Series last year.
Uh-huh.
And they're not a part of this draft.
Right.
They're not? They already said?
No, they said it's just Raw and SmackDown.
Wow.
And it's a full draft again. A full fucking draft. We're not just shaking things up. We're shaking it all up. You know Roman and McIntyre getting traded. You know what
right,
I mean? Like they always do that every fucking time.
Yeah.
They trade the champions every. There's never been a time when they haven't done that.
Right.
They do it every single draft or shake up or whatever.
And then and then like, you know, the Intercontinental Champion will be drafted to the other show.
They always
show,
do that too.
And they go, "Well, I guess we're just gonna have all the champs on this show." And then the U.S. champ will be drafted to this, like, drafted to that show.
Yeah.
And then they just happen to have a match.
Right.
Yeah.
Where a person from Roy did baby gang gang gang. Fighting to Owen Jay. I guess it's back to SmackDown. Do, 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 do.
And they also always swap Miz and Kevin Owens because they're the two best talkers.
Yes.
They always swap them because they're like, "Well, we need a good talker on this show. We need a good talker on." They always swap them.
Yeah, because after a year, they literally have nothing for them on that show.
It's just, you're just swapping out the same guys every year. It's fucking stupid.
Remember when we went to the SmackDown and we saw Miz versus Ambrose for the IC title?
Yes.
And then they did the draft and we went to Raw and we saw Miz versus Ambrose for the IC title.
Yep. Yes.
Shake up.
Yeah.
What a shake up.
I mean, my God.
That's tremendous.
I'm a genius.
Smart man, Vin. Smart man.
So next up, we have another Carmelina coming soon video. She's almost done getting dressed.
Almost.
She's almost done.
Not quite.
You know women. and then she writes untouchable on the mirror with lipstick.
Oh. So
and again, they're still not showing it's her, but it's so fucking obvious it's her.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're an idiot, like...
Well, think about it. How many, like, who is it do we have in wrestling right now?
It's a skinny little blonde woman.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Come on.
Hmm.
With Carmella's tats.
Yeah, right.
We have someone on NXT.
Yeah. Even though she's still on TV, I guess they're repackaging Shayna Baszler.
It'll be... like, yeah, it's Shayna Baszler. And it's like, wait, the whole time we were seeing a totally different person on that video screen. But next up, we have two blondes. We got Alexa Bliss versus Lacey Evans. Mid-match, we hear Bray Wyatt's laugh.
Uh-huh.
And Alexa starts freaking out. We go to commercial. Later, the lights go red with the creepy music, and Alexa snaps. She kicks Lacey too many times, so the ref DQs her.
Wow.
Kick, 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 DQ.
Hey!
Fast forward to Sunday, where Roman Reigns almost murdered his cousin, and Charles Robinson wouldn't end the match.
I'll allow it.
But Alexa kicked Lacey like five times. He's like, that's it. That's
well,
too much.
He's counting.
Yeah.
Two, three, four, five. Oh, five. That's it.
Ring the bell.
And was this Charles Robinson too?
I don't know. It could have been, yeah.
So outside the ring, Alexa gives Lacey the Sister Abigail again. And Alexa has a sinister smile as she walks up the ramp. And then Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman come out. Alexa walks past them, but then stops to stare at Roman for a while.
That was, like, amazing.
As most girls do.
Yeah. Right,
really. She was just like... That's not a and her hair is, like, all crazy.
Right. But I guess we're going...
Sexy as fuck. Right, Eric?
Mm.
Well, I guess we're going back to that. Bray Wyatt versus Roman.
Sure.
Of course.
The Fiend.
But Roman's going to win.
Oh, wait. No, no. It's going to be Bray Wyatt.
So I'd rather not
Funhouse Bray Wyatt.
It's going to be Funhouse Bray Wyatt. Then it's going to be old school Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
And then at WrestleMania, it'll be The Fiend, who will obviously
lose
to Roman Reigns. So,
yeah.
And the different versions of Alexa. It'll be the first version where she was like a cheerleader before they figured out her role or whatever.
Right, right.
Then it'll be, you know, the Alexa we all came to love. And then finally, like, you know, Harley Quinn Alexa.
I mean, there's probably a 99% chance we see the three faces of Bray at the Royal Rumble this year.
That'd be great.
Especially if they do it again.
Don't tempt me.
Yeah.
I would pick one of them to win.
Yeah, right?
Funhouse Bray, fuck! You idiot!
I knew I should have picked The Fiend.
I just had a feeling.
Yeah. So, finally, we have the face-to-face. Jay's music cuts off Paul Heyman. He gets in the ring. Reigns tells Jay, I'd give you this title if I could, but you wouldn't know what to do with it. You don't understand the pressure of being the face of WWE. You'll never be the tribal chief because it'll always be me. So then Roman and Heyman leave the ring. And then Jay actually cuts a really good promo. I should have grabbed the audio. But he says, what if you're wrong? What if, you know, why can't I be the one on top? Everyone always asks me, which one are you? Well, when they ask me that again, after Sunday, I'm going to say I'm the one who beat Roman Reigns at Clash of Champions.
Yeah.
So Reigns and Heyman leave. And then Jay walks up the ramp soon after. But then Roman comes back to cheap shot his cousin with a Superman punch.
Hmm.
And then he gets on top of Jay and he tells him what's up.
I'll just feed my kids for this title. I'll just feed your kids with this title. I'll feed a whole family with this title. My family needs me to have this title. And you want to take it from me? You're going to take your payday. You're going to take the ass whooping that comes with it. But you will never take this title. And you will never take my place at the head of the table.
All right.
At first, he's like,
Roman.
I don't feed my kids with that. I don't feed your kids. I thought he said, I beat my kids with this title.
Yeah. Yeah.
I beat my kids with this title.
I beat your kids with this title.
I'll beat all the kids with this title.
Right.
Heel.
I mean, I don't know. The Usos were on the main roster before Roman was.
They were.
So,
they were.
I don't know about the trickle-down economics there, but
right.
Whatever. So that's the end of SmackDown. Obviously, you know what happened. And then, so now that we've covered SmackDown, now go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah, pause the show.
Go watch our Clash of Champions recap, and then we'll... The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on all the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures today. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so now Raw starts.
Welcome to the draft.
Welcome back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Raw starts with Ric Flair, The Big Show, Christian, and Shawn Michaels. And HBK got pyro for his pose. But it was late.
He fucking
and
did
then he was like, all right.
And then he got up and he was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It was the Undertaker.
There's actually a really funny video of when he was wrestling and the pyro was late and he was like pissed off and he was like mocking the pyro. It's really funny. You should go check it out if you could find it. So
Shawn Michaels welcomes everybody to Monday Night Raw. And let me introduce to you the WWE champion, Drew McIntyre.
So Drew comes out. He tells the four legends how much they mean to him, especially Big Show, who tried to take the title from him in April.
Uh-huh. Another turn. Right after he won it.
Another turn.
Yeah. Then he says he beat Orton all by himself to retain the championship. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Then WWE pumps in cheers.
Yeah.
And Drew looks at the fans and says, wow, look at that virtual reaction. That's awesome. And it was just this, like, horrible line that they clearly wrote in the script.
Yes.
And like they showed the virtual screens and it's so awkward when everyone's just sitting there like this.
Like this, like.
Like they're not like, cheering.
Like mouth breathers. You know?
Yeah. Right. Like no one's cheering, no one's moving.
Yeah.
And you have these loud ass cheers being pumped in. That's what it would sound like if they really used everyone's audio, it would sound awful.
It would sound horrible.
You know? It's like.
Watching Raw! I'm watching, I'm on the screen! Vince is gonna yell at me!
Okay.
And then some guy's like, he's shaking, he's jerking off.
And then.
Bust a nut!
One guy's playing like Fortnite and he's like trying to look at his camera occasionally.
Yeah.
He like smashes a controller.
This is fucking, this is boring. Fuck this show.
So Shawn Michaels tells Drew, you know, the four of us decided that we wanted to even the odds. Which, even the odds.
Oh, okay.
Drew McIntyre's 6'7", dude.
It's five against one. What, what are you talking about?
So he's like, I hope you don't mind what we did, Drew Taker. But if you're upset that we got involved, it was all Nature's fault.
So they make a joke there.
Yeah.
And then McIntyre says, it's fine. I already proved I could beat Randy at SummerSlam. With a road up. Then Orton appears on the Titantron, and he says, this isn't over, Edge, until I say it's over. You think you went through hell with me last night? You have no idea what hell is.
Oh, foreshadowing.
So, of course.
Cool.
He says, I won't stop till I'm WWE champion. So there you go. There's your two Hell in a Cell matches. You got McIntyre and Orton and Sasha and Bayley.
So
that's it. Right. No more.
And then he left with his suitcase in hand.
Yes.
Guaranteeing we'll see him later in the show.
Of course.
Yes. Guaranteeing it.
So Drew's like, oh, you're going to beg for a rematch? He's like, I don't have to beg for anything. I'm a 13-time champion. I just want everyone to know that there's a price to be paid when you cross the Legend Killer.
Yeah.
How many straight pay-per-views did he lose to Jinder?
I think three.
Yeah.
So he's going to do it again?
There's at least two.
Well, it's funny. I saw this online. So basically the WWE title has taken the same route as it did after Mania last year.
Yes.
The first person to challenge for it was Dolph Ziggler. And then at SummerSlam, it was defended against Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And at Clash of Champions, Randy Orton. Kofi fought Randy at SummerSlam and Clash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means now he's got to lose in 7 seconds.
To Brock.
Right.
Brock. On the season premiere of Raw.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't do that this year. I guess because of COVID.
Right.
They're like, oh, it's the season premiere of Raw. Like,
no,
what? It was
not
on last week, asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking stupid.
Actually, take a fucking break once in a while.
Yeah. Please.
You know how much better the show would be if they just took a month off?
Right. I know.
You know how much better this show would be if we could, like, have a month of recapping classic Raw?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Jeez.
I mean, if anything, the season premiere of WWE is the Raw after Mania. Like, that's when everything's.
We've always said that. That's when the season starts.
Yeah.
It's a new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Drew then casually says, I'm going to put my title on the line tonight. I'm issuing an open challenge to anyone I have not defended this title against yet. And then he tells the legends, I know you guys are partying tonight. I'll see you after the show. Nate, don't be drinking, all that, because you're an alcoholic, seriously.
Yeah, it was really off-putting in a way. And
yeah.
Of course, Rick's like,
no promises, finger guns,
you know. And
finger bang.
Yeah. He did say, when he was saying, like, and I got all these legends, the largest athlete, the showstopper, I think he said the goat maybe about Rick or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the guy who never quit. Like that's what, that's what he had for Christian.
Wow.
The guy who never quit or something like
didn't
that.
Didn't he quit?
I think he quit.
Well, he was forced to, but yeah.
Or maybe he said fighting champion, actually. Yeah. It just came
he out. Did say fighting champion.
Fighting champion. Yeah. Were they all fighting champions?
Sure.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
He could have just said the Mr. Charisma. That would have been fine.
Captain Charisma.
Captain or Captain Charisma, yeah.
So, all right, next up we have Zelina Vega versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship.
Why? What did Vega do in the three-minute match at the pay-per-view to get a rematch?
Hey, 4 minutes.
What did she do?
No, it was what she did after. She attacked Asuka.
She beat her up.
And see, Joe, see, the problem is, Joe, you don't know Japanese. After she attacked Asuka and ran away, Asuka yelled in Japanese, you know, I'll give you another shot tomorrow.
Why did she say Korea?
Korea.
Oh, she did.
She said,
oh,
yeah.
I missed that. Okay. Korea. Yeah,
fun fact, awesome. Andrew, if you hit Joe, you get a shot at the title.
Oh, great.
Immediately.
Can you hit him for me?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Damn it. That's from me. Boom, that was me.
So
anyways, the two of them have a brief shouting match backstage before the match. But good old Pat Buck gets in between.
Oh, good old Pat Buck.
Ugh. And I even tweeted, I was like, if Vega wins tonight, I swear to God. Like, what the fuck? But of course, no. Vega gets the jobber entrance, so you already know what's happening.
Right.
She hits the backstabber, goes for the pin, and she kind of hooks Asuka's leg, but then realizes she's not supposed to because that's the leg Asuka's got to use to put her foot on the rope. And that's how Asuka breaks up the pin.
Yeah.
Then Vega goes for a moonsault off the top rope, but Asuka puts her knees up and makes Vega tap to the Asuka lock. After the match, Andrade comes out and tells Vega, "You're nothing without me. You're the weak link." And then he tries to cut a promo on his own, and we're reminded why he had Vega in the first place.
And then he literally goes into Spanish just so that he can actually talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he issues an open challenge, but...
An open challenge for what?
For what? Just to challenge you, buddy?
Right.
If anyone out there wants to kick my ass...
Please!
So, of course, Keith Lee comes out and he kicks his ass.
Kicks his ass.
Spirit bomb, like 4 minutes, maybe.
Beats him, right. Easily. Yeah,
like,
easily.
Quicker than Asuka beat Vega.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love Vega, and she could do some stuff, but it's obvious she has more in-ring work to do.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
well, sure.
She used to wrestle on the indies, but it's been a long time since she's wrestled consistently.
Right.
She's very slow in the ring, but hopefully she can get better. Earlier today, MVP and Shelton Benjamin are eating at a table when some random guy shows up and sits next to them.
Mm-hmm.
Lashley then walks up, tells the guy, "You're in my seat." So the guy moves to the other chair, sitting closer to MVP. Lashley says, "You're still in my seat." And the guy's like, "Okay, sorry." And he gets up to leave. But then Lashley's like, "Oh, you're going to take my food too?" So Lashley takes his plate of food. And the Hurt Business has a good laugh while the rest of us fall asleep.
Yeah. You just bully some random dude.
This is their way of showing us that the Hurt Business are bad guys.
Yes.
They bully some little poor, like some poor schmuck.
Catering.
Wow, I hate them.
Like, you what can is have this, my high food. School? You can have my food. There's a whole buffet of it right next to us.
Right. I will literally go get more.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So backstage, R-Truth is playing chess with Lil Jimmy. Mm. When a ninja shows up and says, "Mr. Truth, I have a message for you."
Close it.
And the message is from Tozawa, which reads, "R-Truth, if you're reading this, I was eaten by a shark. I cherish our memories and matches to get some bullshit like that."
Yeah.
And Truth is sad. The ninja opens up a briefcase and it's Tozawa's black belt. And Truth is honored to receive such a gift. But then Tozawa rolls up Truth from behind to win the stupid belt. Then the ninja hits Tozawa with the briefcase to win the stupid belt. But then it turns out it's actually Drew Gulak.
Wild card!
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But then Truth hits Gulak with the briefcase to win back the stupid belt.
Yes. And
this Steve. Is not over. Also backstage, Murphy is texting on his phone when Seth Rollins walks up super happy because he can't wait to see the Mysterio family on King's Court tonight.
Also, King's Court tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Like which king? Like Corbin has a court thing?
Yes,
now?
He does.
On Raw? Okay.
So Seth.
Wild.
Yeah.
Seth asks Murphy, "Why are you wearing your ring gear? You don't have a match tonight. Go put on that suit I got you." And then Murphy walks away and leaves his phone behind like a true dumbass would.
Right.
So Seth just, yoink, puts it in his pocket.
Right.
All right. So we have King's Court, hosted by Jerry Lawler, of course.
Oh.
And the Mysterio family comes out. Ray tells us that he is the father of Dominic and Aaliyah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
That's good. Good to hear. Dominic then says, next time I see Seth Rollins, I'm going to put an end to all this. It's like the same thing they've been saying for like 5 months.
Ray, why is your family still on the show?
I'm so proud of my son, Dominic. In case you haven't heard before, the last 30 episodes of Raw, I'm so proud of him. So proud.
I continue to be proud of my son again.
Hey, Ray, will you ever not be proud? I will never not be proud of my son.
So Jerry...
walking around like Lucha Odin.
Yeah. Jerry's next question, he's like, all right, now I want to ask Aaliyah. Aaliyah, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, God.
How are you feeling? Because your dad called you naive. That's the generation, though, now. You know, these kids are so sensitive.
Right.
Naive? Right. Really? Really? So Aaliyah takes a deep breath, and she says, I'm still upset about what happened last week. And as far as Murphy goes, he came up to me. I didn't go looking for him, so I don't know what to think about him. And then Ray, like, kind of says something to his daughter. So then she says, oh, but whoever surrounds themselves with Seth Rollins needs to reevaluate their life because he's an evil person, blah, blah, blah. So then Seth appears on the Titantron and he shows us the text between Murphy and Aaliyah. And
those weren't texts. They were DMs.
Well, they were DMs, but they were texts.
They were sexts. Let's just say.
No, it looked like the Instagram DM screen.
Okay. Maybe, whatever.
Who gives a shit?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Does it really matter, Eric?
Is it...
That's texting.
Is it more like...
It's still texting.
It's still texting.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Does it really matter where they...
Technicality.
I think it was WhatsApp, actually, is what they used.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Discord.
Definitely Kick.
Facebook Messenger. Facebook. Married. I'm surprised they didn't have a sponsor. Well, let me just pull up Facebook Messenger.
Facebook. So easy with this app.
And then it quickly cuts to, like, the R-Truth dancing. Facebook is what I use, and now I want to say fuck you. It cuts back to Seth. Yeah. Anyways, Facebook app, yeah.
So in the text, Murphy apologizes again. He says, if you want to talk about it, I'm here. Aaliyah replies, I might just take you up on that offer. By the way, happy birthday.
Mm, scandalous.
So Ray's upset at Aaliyah. But Aaliyah tells her dad, Murphy's not like Seth, and she walks away again.
Dad!
And then backstage, Murphy walks up to Seth, and he's all pissed off at him. He takes his phone back, and he actually puts his hand on Seth like he's going to attack him. But then Dominic attacks Murphy, even though Dominic said he was going to attack Seth. He attacks Murphy.
Yes.
But
how dare you text my sister and be respectful of a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
But they're quickly split up by refs, Jamie Noble and Pat Buck. So there you go. We'll come back to that.
No one kisses my sister except me.
Next up, we have Natalya and Lana in-ring promo. They demand that Nia and Shayna be stripped of the tag titles, and they just want the titles awarded to them.
Sure, yeah.
So Adam Pearce comes out and says, that's not going to happen, but you can have a tag match right now.
Calm down, Teddy Long.
Against the newest members of Raw's women's division.
Hold on, let's do the random wrestler tag generator machine.
Yeah.
Data Brooke.
Mandy Rose.
Yes. Yeah. And
they'll be champs in a week.
This is the first we're hearing of Dana Brooke being on Raw.
Yes.
We never got answers for what Raw traded to get Mandy.
They traded Dana Brooke.
No, but SmackDown had it.
SmackDown was like, we'll give you Mandy.
Dana Brooke was on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, 90%.
Yeah.
Well, they said that she was, so that's why.
Boom.
No, but she was in that. Yeah, she was. She's been a little bit. So, but no, in case you're wondering, like, Raw did give. I found out. Raw gave future considerations for Mandy.
Of course.
Dana Brooke was given away by SmackDown.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So.
What do you want for her? I mean, you know.
Just take her.
Yeah.
Will you pay the $50,000 for her contract?
You have like a Subway coupon or something? I know there's got to be something in your wallet.
Yeah. So everyone in this match was wearing pink. Mm. Pink, 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 pink. Dana clotheslined Natalya. Natalya rolled out of the ring, but was standing up and looked fine. Then 3 seconds later, I guess she remembered she got clotheslined and then slowly fell to the floor.
Oh, boy.
For all you Dana sympathizers. Natalya sympathizers.
Heart legacy.
Holy shit.
Dying.
And then Mandy gets the win by kneeing Lana in the tits.
Mm.
That's no joke.
That's her weak spot.
She kneed her in the tits.
Yep.
And then later, Mandy tells Caruso that she and Dana are coming for the tag titles.
Mm. Oh, okay. Are they? Sounds great. Sure.
Yeah, no.
So what are the odds that Lana wins a match ever again?
Hopefully never, ever. I mean...
I don't know. Has she won a match?
I mean...
She's won a match before.
She's been pinned and put through announce tables ever since Miro debuted on Dynamite.
I know. Poor thing.
Well, do you want her to win? Should she even be wrestling?
Well,
she's
true.
Not a... No, she should be a manager.
Yeah.
That's all she should have ever been. I don't know why they make everyone a wrestler. It doesn't make sense.
Except the ones that need to be wrestlers.
Miss Elizabeth.
Right.
Like, if Miss Elizabeth was around today, they would make her a wrestler.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She'd be doing mixed tag matches with Randy Savage. Be fucking stupid. Be so fun. And then we'd be talking about Randy Savage. Like, wow, could you imagine if Vince wasn't such an idiot? This guy'd be huge. Gonna be a huge star. Miss yeah. Fighting Aleister Black.
She had such a story arc in WWE, but then when she went to NWO, she literally did nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
She just came to the ring and was like, I'm sucking Luger's dick. I don't even know. Am I on TV? Is this? Am I getting paid for this? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it. Like literally nothing.
Yep. All right. So backstage, we're in the Legends Lounge. We're in a very small room, like the smallest room they could find.
Yeah. I think this room is big.
I'm not even convinced sure. This was a real room.
No, this was a...
Because, like, there were two walls, and then behind Shawn Michaels was just a curtain, but they didn't want to show it, because it was like, clearly this isn't a real room.
No, like a corner of the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're playing cards when the Street Profits show up, and they're like, hey, it's the Street Profits! To be continued. Uh-huh. Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Aleister Black.
Okay.
So Aleister cuts a backstage video promo before the match. He calls out Owens for claiming to be a good man and hoping that the people he hurt will forgive and forget. And then he takes off the piece of cloth covering his injured eye, and now his eye is solid black.
Yeah.
And he says, I will never forget. Well, then maybe you should go fucking attack Seth Rollins.
Right. The one who did it.
He's mad at Owens for not saving him from Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
When were they friends?
Ever.
What, did they tag once against the right. Rollins
yeah,
family?
Once. You tag once, best friends.
Family. By the way, like, when will he stop wearing this contact, you know?
Oh, God.
Like, a year from now, it's like, oh, right, his eyes not black anymore.
Does Ray's eyes match? Like, do they match?
We able to see eyes? It. He's still covering up his
eye. Yeah, he has a patch.
He's still covering up his mask. Did his eyes, were they different?
Didn't he have different eyes? He showed it. Yeah. He always had the patch on.
Did Kane remove his contact eventually?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Well, he was corporate Kane.
I'm waiting for, like, the contact to come out mid-match.
Right.
He's like,
my God!
So Kevin Look Owens, at him! So Kevin Owens comes out first, followed by Aleister Black's new entrance music. Take a listen.
Oh boy.
It's Aleister Black.
What the fuck?
Take out all of that at the beginning.
Hold on, Aleister has a comment.
Wait, what was that? Okay.
Just start with that cool drum solo. That would be a cool way to start the music.
First of all, it's all gibberish.
Yeah.
Some people was like, I think they were saying his name backwards.
Oh.
What?
Clab? Why did you record it and like play it in reverse?
It's Aleister Black.
And then it's just a shitty version of his original song.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, so he has a new song. He has a new entrance. He doesn't have the rising up part anymore.
Nope.
And he doesn't flip into the ring and do the backflip anymore.
New gear, right? Wasn't he wearing...
And new gear.
Yeah.
He looked like 8-Ball from DOA.
bottom right?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
This version of his song reminded me big time of Vince singing HBK in Volume 2. Awesome,
cute. Right.
It's like, oh, a horrible version.
Vince was just like, hey, can you make that same song? But we don't have to pay CFO anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
They took away every cool thing about this guy.
Yeah.
And
stripped him down to boring.
And now he's just a guy. Now he's just a guy again.
Some guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Owens gives Aleister a senton off the apron onto the floor. That was nice. But in the end, Aleister was punching Owens while Owens was up against the ropes, so the ref pulled him off. Aleister went back to punch Owens. The ref got too close, and Aleister elbowed the ref in the stomach by accident, so the ref DQ'd Aleister.
Yeah.
So
it was sloppy. They could have made it look like he did it on purpose. And, like, again, they made it look like an accident, so why is the ref DQing? Like, make it look like he did it on
purpose.
And then
they argue about it.
So Aleister yells at the ref, but then Owens hits him with a stunner.
Of course.
And then as Kevin Owens walks up the ramp, Aleister says, "I'll keep fighting, you keep being a bitch."
So like, which one's going to...
Okay, yeah. Next up, we have R-Truth versus Drew Gulak versus Akira Tozawa for the 24-7... Cut me off.
She cut you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knew.
Why are we doing this again? It just happened. So Gulak and Tozawa team up on Truth.
Before the match, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure. I put every dollar I could find on R-Truth.
Yeah.
But it was -1 million. I couldn't even match the bet.
Only won like a nickel. 50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Gulak and Tozawa team up on Truth, but Gulak ultimately betrays Tozawa, tosses him out of the ring. Gulak puts Truth in the gulak, but Truth gets out, and Tozawa hits Gulak with a senton bomb off the top rope. Truth then gives Tozawa some move, and then he AAs Gulak onto Tozawa, and Truth retains because his hero's John Cena. Fuck you.
Right.
Next up, we have Murphy versus Dominic Dominic Mysterio. Can you at least let me finish, Kyrie?
Right.
Dominic has
loves rerun season.
Yes. Dominic has control of the match, so he goes under the ring and grabs a kendo stick. However, Aaliyah runs out and begs her brother not to hit Murphy with it.
Of course.
Dominic yells back at Aaliyah, but then Murphy rolls him up for the win. After the match, Dominic hits Murphy with the kendo stick, and he tells Aaliyah, "Dad was right. You are naive.
You are a bitch."
Right. Yeah, that would be one thing.
He should have went,
"Puta, you cunt."
But no, he
says... Is there a match he's had where he doesn't go and get a kendo stick?
No.
No.
I want to know the person that would get so upset to slap someone just for them calling them naive.
Right.
Like, who would react that way?
Gosh. I don't know, but I think Eric's pretty naive about it.
Yeah, I think Eric's pretty naive.
See? It's a tough word.
Well, Joe, you're pretty naive to think he wouldn't slap you there.
Yeah. By the way, you could have hit me harder just because the camera's on.
I know.
Just for next time.
And I didn't want you. We I have a need bushier you the rest
beard.
Of the show,
I have a bushier
though.
Beard.
Yeah.
So what does Aaliyah do? She slaps Dominic, and she does what she always does. Walks away.
Right.
The third time in two... No, fourth! Because she did it backstage last week, too. Fourth time
I
in
roll,
2 weeks.
Walk away.
She walks away. Gosh. Yeah. So it's horrible. So backstage,
what does this all lead to? Her being a part of Seth's team because Murphy convinces her that they should join back with Seth, or they're their own thing. Murphy's
if,
with the Mysterio
I
family.
Guess Rey Mysterio said, "I'll re-sign if you give my whole family contracts."
I don't know.
If I were Vince, I'd be like, "No,
he's
I want you to pay my wife.
He's like this.
To be an actress on your show.
He's like, let me see your daughter. Very nice. Let me see your wife." Let me see your daughter again.
Yeah, I would have just said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not giving your wife a fucking contract.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? So, all right, backstage, Dolph Ziggler tells Adam Pearce, "I got the perfect guy to challenge Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship." Adam Pearce is like, "No, you've already had your chance." He's like, "No, not me. Not me. Come on, we need to talk." And they walk away. And at that point, they ruin the surprise.
They ruined it. Like, why?
Why?
Do you know where?
Why do that?
Where Dominic trained to be a wrestler? Lance Storm's wrestling school.
Mm. Oh yeah,
yeah,
nice.
The that Storm. In Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alberta, the Storm Wrestling Academy.
All right, cool.
Yeah. He was only there for a couple of weeks because it was freezing.
Close my balls off.
So next up, we have the Hurt Business versus Apollo Crews, Ricochet, and Mustafa Ali.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You could hit it again. I think that was the original.
Who
match.
Are you?
Who are any of those? Who are guys? You?
Yeah. So this match is happening because the Hurt Business caught Mustafa Ali walking out of their locker room. Why was Ali in their locker room?
We'll never care.
We'll never know.
Where's Cedric Alexander again?
Not there. Because that's what I thought at first. I was like, maybe he's in there trying to talk sense to Cedric.
Right.
But then MVP says, "We sent Cedric Alexander away to Hurt Business boot camp."
What?
on assignment.
Yeah.
What?
So he has COVID, maybe. Yeah. But so why was Ali in there? Like, they don't explain it at all. And he's like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm lost. So they get upset about that. So early in the match, the lights flicker and Retribution's logo pops up everywhere, but they never show up because, yeah. I mean, they also have, yeah, we'll just
they use all have
that.
COVID.
That's the COVID noise.
Yeah.
So
Ali, no slapjack, no T-bar.
No, none of them. So Ali hits MVP with the 450 splash for the win. Mm. I was actually pretty surprised that the good guys won here.
Right.
Because they never win.
They never win, but who cares?
So next up, we have another Bianca Belair video. She was super cute in this video. Oh, my God. This time, she's outside racing in like a 50-meter dash against two guys and one woman. And, of course, she easily wins the first race. Then she gives them a five-second head start for the second race, which it's a 50-meter dash. So, like, they'd almost
be
done
with
the race.
Like 8 seconds. Not even.
Yeah.
So she wins that again, and then for the last race, she adds hurdles to her to only her lane, and of course she wins again, and they're all like, oh, fuck you.
So is this a heel thing?
No.
It's got to be.
It's because
she wins?
The EST.
No, because she's like, oh, I'm so good that I can put hurdles in front of myself.
She's the fastest.
Yeah, I know.
It's just in the hurdle list.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a heel. I think, you know. We're supposed to like
you never her, know.
Which I do. But
she's a good heel, and we've never seen heel Bianca on WWE programming, right?
Maybe. Correct. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre, his open challenge, and the return of Robert Roode for the WWE Championship. Nice to see him back. He has not had a haircut since COVID started.
Nope.
He came right from Canada.
He did.
So Roode hits the glorious DDT thanks to a sacrifice by Ziggler, but of course McIntyre kicks out.
Yeah.
Roode goes for another one, but Drew counters with the Claymore for the win.
Mm.
You know, good to see Roode back, but
obviously
he's not win the title.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No, obviously.
It's funny because that's who Drew beat in NXT to win the title, the NXT title.
That's true.
He
beat
Bobby Roode.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Bobby Roode. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Robert
not
Roode.
Robert.
This is Robert Roode.
Totally different.
Yeah. This guy's an asshole.
But no, you know, nice to see Roode back, and I'm sure next week we won't see him again. You know?
Right.
We'll have nothing for
him. He'll go to SmackDown and do nothing.
And then after that, we go backstage where we see a giant janitor. This guy's like 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah. They should sign this janitor.
He's got a hood over his head. And we actually saw him earlier in the night when MVP tossed a water bottle on the floor and told the guy to pick it up. And like even then the janitor was hiding his identity. I was like, who's this giant janitor? So the janitor grabs a chair, walks up to the Legends Lounge door. He takes off his hood and mask, and of course it's Randy Orton. Randy walks inside, and we still have the four legends in there. Then he puts on his night vision goggles and shuts the lights, and that's where we hear the multiple chair shots.
Yeah.
With no other noise. We can't see anything. And then finally, Orton turns the lights back on, and all four legends are laid out on the floor. Orton leaves the room, puts his hood back on. Adam Pearce, Pat Buck, and officials run by, and Orton points to the Legends Lounge, like, as his back is facing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you back in disguise.
Like, that way. Like, yeah, no shit. They were already going. Like, they know where it is.
That's where they're
headed. And they're not watching Raw?
Right. How did they know?
Were they not watching and saw that Randy Orton was acting like the janitor?
Yeah.
Right. If they're not watching Raw, how did they know this happened?
Right.
And if they saw Raw, how do they not know that was Randy Orton? And why would Randy Orton need to hide?
Continuity problems.
And why would Randy Orton need to hide from referees? It's not like they're going to beat him up.
No.
Yeah.
They were trying to make this so look like a bank robbery like scene from a movie, you know? Like, oh, he got away with it.
WWE's version of Heat or something.
I guess he can't get suspended because he got away with it.
Yeah.
Even though the cameras were filming him. So they run into the room as Orton slowly walks away to end the show. So
who runs up to the janitor anyway? Janitor?
Yeah.
Where's the emergency janitor?
Where's the emergency janitor?
It's over there. Okay, thanks. Really tough.
Oh, did you clean up the body? All right, thanks for cleaning up all the bodies. Yeah, I mopped them up. I just swept them all into one corner.
Right.
So someone pointed this out in our Facebook group.
Okay.
That the goggles were actually welding goggles.
Oh, really?
So sure. By turning up the lights, it would have been even darker for him. Like the opposite of night vision.
They couldn't find some fucking night vision goggles. Right. Like, you know, like off of Amazon, you could probably find some.
I had night vision goggles for like 10 years. I got them with a Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Like they actually worked. They look pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, we played with some lately, and I was like, could you imagine if we had these when we were 10? Even better. We got them when we're 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Brothers.
Yeah. So also, Nicole Bacon, a longtime listener of our show, she pointed out that there was a part where Orton was on there, and you could see in the arena, and it was empty. Like, so this was taped well before they did, like, Thunderdome.
Really? Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, apparently Orton was on screen and they cut the camera in a way where you could see in the arena and there was like nothing going on.
During the backstage segment?
Yeah.
Well, why would there be anything going on though? There was no match.
You mean there's no Thunderdome?
But yeah, there was no like fans on the screen or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but depending on the Thunderdome's only on the camera side, it's not around the entire thing. So
yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's the entire... No, it is.
Well, so it's the angle that could have been the
other
side.
It goes to the commentary side as well, but right. Yeah, obviously not.
Yeah, but I'm saying the side that we could have seen could have been the empty side.
Like hard camera side?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'd have to see it to form an opinion on it. But no. Yeah. But all right, that is all for SmackDown and Raw. So let's give some awards for these shitty shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Randy Orton.
The janitor.
I had Drew Gulak for dressing up like a fucking ninja.
And I had Aleister Black for changing everything cool about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best dressed?
I had Mandy.
I had Sloppy Bliss.
Oh, yeah. Sloppy Bliss.
Sloppy Bliss.
Runner up, Bianca Belair.
I almost put Bianca Belair. It was really cool. Hot. But my God. Worst acting?
The Mysterio family.
Oh, I specifically had Aaliyah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, Aaliyah, but yeah, right.
Best acting?
Jey Uso.
I had Jey Uso.
Yeah, good. Sweep it.
He was good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
R-Truth saying, again, why did Tozawa get devoured?
Let's go with that.
Yeah,
sure. Not Aleister Black's the beginning of his music.
Ooh.
Well, I have a different award for that.
I couldn't type that out.
Fair enough.
You mean just, it's Aleister Black. Yeah. Best comment?
I'm going to say Jay's promo that he cut.
Yeah, specifically,
like, why can't it be me?
Which one are you?
Yeah. Right.
That was great.
Yep, sweep it.
Worst match?
Mandy and Dana versus Nat and Lana.
Yes.
That's it, but like also the fact that Vega got squashed for the second night in a row. Really,
that was my slow-mo match because it was slow.
Mine was Corbin Riddle.
Okay.
Mine was the Hurt Business doing anything.
Best match?
I guess Hardy Styles Zayn?
No.
God. Drew versus Rude?
Yeah, Drew Rude.
I mean, none of them were great.
No, there were no great matches. That's for damn sure. No. Worst move? I got Natalya no selling the clothesline like an idiot.
That's correct.
Not need of the tits?
Neither the tits is pretty bad too, but not selling at all. And then,
yeah.
Best move?
McIntyre was like in the Tree of Woe, and then he like sat up and grabbed Rue's head and like flipped him over.
Yeah.
That was cool.
He's great at that. Yeah. He does that very well. He's done that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does that a lot now.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a great move.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was nothing that original, so I just went with Ali's 450 splash. I haven't seen that in a while.
I went with when.
The chair shot to Shawn Michaels in the dark.
Right, in the dark. No, when Truth hit, he hit Tozawa with the briefcase.
Yeah.
No, he hit Gulak.
Gulak.
Yeah. Like, the briefcase, like, bounced off his head.
Yeah, he hit him for real.
I laughed out loud. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was a great shot.
Right.
So I put that because it made me laugh.
Worst moment or segment? This is where I put Aleister Black's new everything.
Okay. I had the 24/7 title segment.
Yes,
like the backstage one, like
bad,
the funeral.
That was bad too.
Yeah, and I had the refs and everyone not knowing that Orton just did that, even though they just watched it on TV.
Right.
Best moment?
Rooster return.
Yeah, the reveal.
Yeah,
sure. All right. Breaking news. This was last week, but this was after we did the show.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Road Warrior Animal, who died last week at the age of 60. You know, now both Road Warriors have passed, so. We got some good tag team matches going on in the afterlife.
Oh.
And they said it was natural causes. But obviously, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. They haven't said anything yet. I don't think the autopsy is back yet, but
yeah,
we'll see. And we talked about the upcoming draft. It's going to be October 9th, starting October 9th, SmackDown, which would be next week, not this one. And then it's going to end on the following Raw. And then James Storm told Pro Wrestling Sheet that he agreed to terms with WWE and was set to debut after WrestleMania 36, like the night after, you know, the Raw, until the pandemic changed everything. So he's going to be there. And then RVD is no longer with Impact Wrestling.
Neither is his...
Yeah, I don't care about her. Katie Forbes or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, she's so nasty. She's got fake everything. Everything on her is fake. It's so gross. So RVD said he's doing some projects with WWE, but he didn't specify what he meant. He also spoke about potentially going into the Hall of Fame, and he said he would want Paul Heyman to induct him.
Sure.
So we'll
Makes
see.
Sense. Yeah.
Although,
that'll probably all happen.
Although they're going to, you know, if we have WrestleMania next year, like somewhere.
Fingers crossed.
They're going to have, yeah, it might just be in Tampa. That Florida might be the only place where they're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Because everything's open.
And there you go.
Not Hollywood.
Back at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Or go to Orlando. Save us a trip.
Yeah, right. Right.
But yeah, if they do that, they're just going to, because they never got to put in all the people that got selected last year.
Yeah.
Like the Bella Twins. I don't remember who the top name was.
I know JBL was in there.
Who was Batista?
Batista.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. And then the last thing I have was Joey Ryan has filed a $15 million lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual misconduct. And it's these lawsuits are insane. He like wants each of them to pay him $200,000 a month. Wow. It's like, what?
Are they rich or something?
No, of course not. It's just like these lawsuits are crazy. But
is it a work? Maybe. Knowing him.
That's all I have for news, so I guess we'll go to rumors. Or
yeah.
No? All
yeah,
right. Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So yeah, you know, the rumors that there's no Retribution or Raw Underground because of the recent COVID outbreak within WWE. Apparently everyone in Retribution has been in contact. Obviously, we don't know who has it because they can't reveal that legally. Yep. But I guess Raw Underground, too.
Yeah.
You know, that whole area. It's such a small underground place.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. You one know? Person coughs, everyone's fucked.
One of the strippers had it. She gave it to everyone because she blew everyone. Yeah. And they all got COVID via blowjobs. You can get it via blowjobs.
Really? Yeah.
It's a sexually transmitted... I don't know.
No. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. I mean, there's a hole there. It could get in there and get everywhere else.
I'm sure it can.
Probably can.
I'm sure it can.
And then Angel Garza suffered a leg or hip injury at Clash of Champions. It doesn't seem serious, but we also don't know how long he's going to be out.
Yeah. Oh, darn. We won't get Tangman.
Oh, no. What's Demi going to do? No, Demi actually... You know what's funny? We haven't seen Demi since Retribution went after her, so they probably murdered her.
They probably ate her. She looks delicious.
No, you know what? She's the sixth member!
Oh my god, the sixth.
Oh no!
16th she's member!
The 16th.
No, she'll be the sixth one to reveal, and then she's six.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god, I guess we'll just call her six, because she's the sixth member.
Wait, you can't do that.
We own everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's all I have for rumors, so I guess it's trivia time.
All right, we're going to play First to Get It. So you guys are competing against each other. There is one answer. Okay. If you guess someone... Then and I'm going to keep going, then the other person can wait to hear the rest of it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I am the only superstar in history to have competed at WrestleMania, competed at a SummerSlam, competed at a Survivor Series, a Royal Rumble, a Money in the Bank, an NXT TakeOver.
Seth Rollins.
And it is not true. Good guess.
What?
You didn't hear the last clue.
Oh, shit.
And an NXT TakeOver UK.
Now I fucking know it.
Finn Balor.
Yeah. I just spoke too soon.
Because you were probably right until then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am. Oh, damn it.
Although I bet a lot of people.
Suck it. Man, I mean, I feel bad. I almost had it, but it turns out I
busted.
You know, yeah, you busted.
I busted too early.
Yeah. Ah, tale as old as time.
A tale as old as time.
All right, fan questions.
Yes.
Vanguard 2, what do you guys think of? Oh, he's mentioning the three faces of Wyatt for the Rumble. That would, yeah.
Okay,
that would be amazing. Everyone's talking about it right now.
Everyone's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it. It's great. Even Joe Biden doesn't want to see it happen, so vote for me.
Michael. It's actually starting soon.
A vote for me.
I own Vince McMahon. It's a vote for three faces of Wyatt.
Yeah. Don't forget, I used to own Monday Night Raw. I could easily buy it again.
Yeah.
Michael Benston.
It's at the lowest price ever right now. Yeah. No one's watching it. I'm sorry, Vince. No one's watching your shitty wrestling. I love AEW. I love Luchasaurus. He's my favorite wrestler.
My sheer mention of it just tripled the ratings. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, Michael Benson. Hey, guys. Was wondering if I can get a birthday shout-out for my father, Jay, from Jesse and Vince.
Oh.
Happy birthday, you bastard!
Yeah! Fire! You know, McMahon, it's actually Jey Uso that's the birthday boy.
Really?
And he has a son old enough to text us.
So you mean I made him job on his birthday?
That's right. Jey Uso's actually 57 years old.
That's tremendous.
Ravishing Rick Moranis. Is there any storyline or title reign that ended prematurely due to injury that you really wish you could have seen continued? This one's easy.
Ciampa and Johnny at TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yes.
That was going to be part three.
Because Johnny beating Ciampa for the title would have, I mean, it was still amazing.
It was still amazing.
Beat Cole, but it would have been the fucking greatest thing ever if he beat Ciampa for it.
He had to. That was the whole point of this whole storyline.
It was.
Him to
and
finally
then
go over.
There's another one. See, it's funny. You could say Finn Balor, but not really, because then Kevin Owens became the champion. It was way better.
Right. Yeah.
But like, there's another one, and it's Seth Rollins' first title reign.
Mm.
You know, remember he tore his ACL or whatever, had to give it up. And then they had the shitty tournament.
Mm.
We were so excited, like, oh my God, a tournament. And it was a stupid tournament. It sucked.
Yeah.
And then it ended with Roman beating Ambrose for the title. But then right after that, Sheamus bro-kicked Reigns and became the WWE champion. So we went from Seth Rollins to Sheamus.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
In a matter of a couple of weeks.
That might be like the worst, that might be the one to pick, because we had Sheamus. Like, we didn't know where it was going to go.
Right,
it probably would have been Seth versus Roman at Mania.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But, yeah. Justin Stewart, how long do you think it will be before we get an Alexa Bliss and Fiend live sex celebration? Well, they have to win something first.
Yeah.
And then Vince, you'd have to go back in time and stop Benoit from killing his family so that WWE doesn't go PG.
Oh, boy.
So that's a lot to do, Justin. But get ready. Build that time machine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Work on
it.
Wow. We'll help.
Kyle Foxton, isn't it nice to see the Big Show and Drew McIntyre get along so quickly after main eventing WrestleMania?
Sure.
Yeah.
Technically, it was the main event of WrestleMania.
It technically was.
Yeah.
We didn't watch until the next night.
Yep. The Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, WWE Beards, Sami Zayn, Braun Strowman, Daniel Bryan. Well, Daniel has a small one.
Fire Bronze.
Yeah?
I don't like
that. Like,
Sammy's a mess.
It's like a belly button.
It's like a homeless man.
They're all kind of shitty.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Like, what are we choosing these beards for ourselves?
Can we fire?
Yeah, let's fire. Let's just fire their...
I would push Sammy.
Set fire to their beards.
I like bushy beards, not like...
I'd push Daniel's, I guess.
On guys,
9-inch long
on
beards.
On guys, you like bushy
beards?
No, on
me.
Yeah.
I like bushy bushes.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Kill that with fire.
Kill the fire, King.
Yeah. Swizz, with how good Samoa Joe, KO, and even Bailey have been on commentary, should there be a special commentator each night? Maybe using... Well, that's what AEW's been doing with Jericho.
And it's been great.
So that's been great. So,
I'd be fine with
that. He's their most special
Ziggler
commentator.
Was good.
I'd rather
Samoa
have
Joe's
Owens
good.
On commentary.
Imagine like Flair for a night.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
One night?
I'd rather
have... the times when he's awake. Amazing.
Amazing.
I'd rather have Owens on... It'd be even more amazing when he's snoring on mic.
Yeah.
No, but I'd rather see Owens on commentary than his shitty feud with Aleister Black right now.
Of course. Yeah,
100%. That might be why Samoa Joe's like, I'm fine with taking my talent my wrestling contract. You just pay me that, I'll be on commentary. I don't have to do any shitty storylines. Cool.
Yeah. Triple H was fun for the hour that he did it.
Yeah, that was
you know who's super underrated as a
shitting
commentator?
On Cole.
He hasn't done a lot, but he's done it enough to, and he's really funny. Is HBK?
Yeah,
he's really good on the mic, course, just doing matches. So
yeah,
any of this would be great. Good idea.
Macho Man Randy Average, with the recent passing of Road Warrior Animal, was wondering if you guys have a favorite Road Warriors memory or moment.
I don't know. The formation of DX.
Yeah.
It was against them.
Well. I I mean, I said this on the Wednesday Night War podcast, but it was like the first time I saw them was when they debuted after WrestleMania when they were with Sonny. I never saw those guys before. And I was like, these are the coolest looking motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
Football pads.
When they,
yes.
As a kid, when they teamed with Ultimate Warrior, who was the champ at that time, against the three-man demolition, like that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So that was maybe my favorite moment as a kid.
Yeah. Robert Enright, hey, remember when Drew Gulak was being lined up as an equal and potential rival to Daniel Bryan? Also, who did they trade for him?
Nope, I don't remember that.
Wild card.
It's just a wild card. Yeah, it's the brand quarterly bullshit.
Yeah.
Mike Dawes, does the Robert Roode return on Raw mean that he can't be the mystery NXT person? Yes.
Correct.
It wouldn't even make sense for that to be him.
Yeah. Like,
you know? Matt Sillett, now that Randy Orton is a spy, who will be his first pay-per-view opponent in an espionage match?
Ooh.
And then
Drew McIntyre.
Rand the Man says Aleister Black, Metal Gear Solid eye cover. Like he looks like Rand the Man's right. He looks like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid top to bottom.
Right.
Zaheen Rahman, so Florida's officially removed all COVID restrictions. Who do you think's the first to start having full capacity crowds, WWE or AEW? It's gonna be AEW.
Yeah.
WWE still has like 3 weeks left on that Thunderdome deal.
Right. Because AEW's already got people in the crowd.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
Alan Dick. If there had to be something from other sports, what would you choose? Getting a 2-minute penalty in a box during tag team matches, calling a timeout at any time, or having instant replay on a wrong referee call? Well, they've done that before.
Yeah.
They want to.
Yeah, only when they want to.
Right.
I'd do the instant replay would be funny. Calling a timeout just shut.
I don't know. I kind of like the penalty box.
Like that could be interesting.
You get to throw a challenge flag if.
Yeah. Right.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, COVID-19, no live fans or Otis as WWE champion after cashing in. Clearly push that. We're going to push COVID and no live fans?
Yeah. Fire, weird. COVID, Barry, no live fans.
That's a fire push right there.
Fire push.
Steve the Don Vellante, Andrew, thank you for letting me join you in playing Among Us. Who would be a better imposter, Joe or Eric?
Eric.
Do we get to talk on the mic?
No, you're not supposed to.
Is that the one you play on your phone?
You can.
You can.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's really good.
It's so much
fun. Now we're playing this.
Yeah.
All right.
Tonight.
Damon Kite, Pushfire Barry, being a rosebud for Adam Rose, part of No Way Jose's conga line, a Retribution member. That's basically all one and the same. I mean, what is it?
Yeah, but I would fire the conga line. I'd probably push Adam Rose's
Rosebud.
Party.
That was a party.
Those guys were partying.
Cocaine.
All the time.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, push that.
All those strippers he had in there. Those were strippers.
For sure.
Braun Strowman was in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Becky Lynch.
Sure.
El Rey, PJ Perez, if you could have a wrestler origin movie, who would it be? I would say Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
like an origin movie for his character.
Right.
Like see how he became Bray Wyatt and you could meet Sister Abigail finally and see
how that would be really cool.
Push she made him Bray Wyatt. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. To see like Triple H and when he was super rich and why would he want to become a
character?
Fighter?
Right. The Undertaker. That's a horror movie.
Oh, God.
We'll finally find out who set fire to that fucking house.
Right.
Nope.
First Kane did it, then Undertaker said he did it. Now we don't know.
Paul Bearer did it at one point.
Right, sure. They all did it.
Yeah.
I think Hulk Hogan did it at some point.
Yeah, sure.
It was me, brother.
I'm sure it was Orton.
It was me, brother. It was Randy Orton.
He's like five.
Yeah. Nick Ryder, I swear you have to see the notification for this in the first 10 minutes to get in on time. Well, no, you'd be wrong, Nick, because this was way late.
And you didn't have a question.
That was not a question. No, it was more of a statement.
Well,
no,
I know, but
see that the
that was
thing
his
is,
chance to get in.
Here's the thing with fan questions: we can't read all 45 that were sent in this week.
Oh,
you know, that's usually the average, so we can't. So I have to choose like I think I 15 or something like that.
Right.
And a lot of questions are either stuff we already talk about in the show, or like stuff that's brought up anyways. So you know, that's why we don't. You know,
look, we appreciate everybody who sends in a question.
Of course.
Just we can't answer.
But if you're a Patreon, just keep sending them. Eventually, you'll get one read for sure.
Yes.
Unless it's like, pushed by a fairy.
Oh, you did it again.
I pulled a Josh.
This is Josh. You know, Josh sits in the sheet.
Josh title right behind me.
Yeah, you're in Josh's
face.
Yeah.
you know, like Push Fire Barry, Shawn Michaels in his prime, The Rock in his prime, and Stone Cold in his prime.
Yeah.
None of those.
Right. Yeah.
Fire all of them. That's what
all right, it's time for pay-per-view predictions.
All right. NXT, takeover. NXT,
that'll be Wednesday.
Yes.
So if you want to shut up my title, you have to be here.
I'll call it in.
So anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
That's the major one.
Right.
You know, you get the Wednesday Night War recaps.
Right.
You're going to get the wrestling draft that we're about to do right after we record this. And, of course, all the pay-per-view recaps, all that good shit.
Look, if you've been listening for a while and you like what we do, which chances are you do like what we do, join up.
$5.
$5. Because there's so much more.
If you want to see a dude fucking an alligator, patreon.com/...
Patreon plane.
And with that, hit our music.
Now.
Go.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Andy's always right. Don't you dare have a different opinion. He sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kinda looks like Kevin. Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with